From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's president impeached. South Korea's National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. VOA's Steve Miller has more on this historic vote.
With 234 votes for impeachment, President Park Geun-hye has become the second head of state in South Korea to be impeached. Opposition lawmakers needed 29 members of the president's Saenuri party to break ranks to meet the 200-vote threshold for impeachment. They got 63. Park is now suspended from office and Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn becomes acting president. The matter now heads to the Constitutional Court, and the 9-member judiciary will determine if Park committed a grave violation of the law and uphold impeachment. They have 180 days to decide. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the city. Lavrov told reporters while attending a security meeting in Hamburg, Germany, after a humanitarian pause, the strikes have resumed and will continue for as long as the bandits are still in Aleppo. Lavrov's comments come just a day after he said the Syrian government had stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. When asked about the seemingly contradictory statements on Friday, Lavrov responded that he did not say that the military operations were completely stopped. He said they were suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. The Russian foreign minister also said today that what's taking shape in the new Trump administration, he feels, is a good thing. He said the electoral pledges of Donald Trump are now starting to take flesh and bone. The dedication to fight against terrorism is quite obvious and evident with Donald Trump, much more evident than the actions of the Obama administration. Lavrov said he hoped that there would be a permanent agreement reached soon, but he said American diplomats were exhibiting strange behavior. This is VOA News. In a move that angered many environmentalists and left-leaning politicians, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. His choice, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, has been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Pruitt has been involved in lawsuits against the very agency he's being nominated to lead. A senior U.S. military official says the U.S.-led coalition has killed an estimated 50,000 Islamic State fighters since President Obama first ordered military action against the group in August of 2014. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, told reporters the number was considered a conservative estimate. The information comes as U.S. Colonel John Dorian, the coalition spokesman in Iraq, said Islamic State forces in Mosul are losing fighters at an unsustainable rate. Ghanaian President John Mahama says he will accept the outcome of Wednesday's election as the country waits for the Electoral Commission to declare a winner. President Mahama is seeking a second term as leader of the West African country, a major exporter of oil, gold, and cocoa. The news organizations in Ghana say that with most of the votes counted, Nana Akufo-Addo of the opposition New Patriotic Party is headed for a clear victory with about 53%. The Electoral Commission, however, has released results slowly, saying it wants to declare accurate results that reflect the will of the people. Akufo-Addo and the police have also asked the public to remain patient while the Electoral Commission does its work. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands on Friday. There were no immediate reports of casualties, and a tsunami warning for large parts of the South Pacific was later lifted. More than 1,000 Russian athletes in about 30 sports took part in an institutional conspiracy to use banned drugs at the Sochi and London Olympics and other global events. This according to a new report by the World Anti-Doping Agency. International sport had been hijacked by the Russians, according to the report by Richard McLaren, a Canadian lawyer who has previously accused Russia of state-sponsored cheating. The report accuses Russia of switching of samples at the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.